From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. Governor Mike Parson says the Missouri Department of Economic Development needs to do a better job of building the state's workforce. Parson told business and community leaders in Springfield yesterday that he came to that conclusion after the state's director, Rob Dixon, told him the agency could be more efficient.
And the truth about our Department of Economic Development is we haven't been doing as well as we should have been. When we're compared to other states, for the amount of people we have in that agency and for the money we spend, we're not getting the job done like we need to get done.
Parson said he plans to conduct a study of the department to see how to improve its outcomes. Missouri's Department of Economic Development is the agency that works to boost businesses in various industries, as well as developing a strong workforce statewide. A Columbia Public Schools middle school principal is suing the school district, claiming she was passed over for a different principal job because she is a Black woman. Melitta Walker, the principal of West Middle School, applied for the Hickman High School position in 2017. Her lawsuit says that an all-white panel of interviewers gave the job to a white man, although she was the only candidate with a doctorate in education. The Columbia Missourian reports the lawsuit claims Walker has unsuccessfully applied for many other jobs and has faced several instances of race and sex discrimination. The district already faces two discrimination lawsuits filed last year by two assistant principals who are married. A district spokeswoman said the district couldn't comment on pending litigation. 18 Republicans and Democrats are lining up to represent Missouri in the U.S. Senate. Attorney General Josh Hawley is the favorite to win the GOP primary on August 7th. He has a commanding cash and endorsement advantage over his two closest opponents, Austin Peterson and Tony Minetti. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill is widely expected to prevail against six Democratic opponents. The two-term senator says she's in the best position to fight for better health care.
The protection for people that have pre-existing conditions is something that most Missourians, in fact, the vast majority of Missourians, have come to appreciate and really want to keep in place.
The general election for Missouri's U.S. Senate seat is expected to be one of the most expensive and competitive in the nation. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is urging Missourians to support the increase of the state's motor fuel tax, an issue that will appear on the November 6th statewide ballot. According to the ballot language, much of the money generated from the tax hike would go toward construction and repair of roads and bridges. Parson tried to rally business and community leaders behind the motor fuel tax in Springfield yesterday.
Missouri has the seventh largest number of bridges nationwide, yet we have the fourth lowest gasoline tax in the country. 4,800 bridges need to be repaired with a total estimate of $4.2 billion just to repair what we currently have.
If passed, the state's fuel tax would climb a total of 10 cents per gallon over a period of 10 years. Parson pledged he would be transparent when administering public funds on infrastructure projects that might come as a result of that tax increase. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.